The Jewish faith is steeped in tradition, and that goes for the local Jewish community as well. To find out about some of their traditions, I spoke with Rabbi Barbara Block of Temple Israel near Rogersville. When we talked last week in the library of the synagogue, Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, was just ending. Now, there are certainly various traditions associated with Hanukkah, but as Rabbi Block points out, and Gentiles are often not aware of this, just because Hanukkah and Christmas occur around the same time every year, they don't hold equivalent significance as religious festivals.
From a religious perspective, it is not one of the major holidays. It is largely a festive time, but who doesn't love lighting candles, exchanging gifts? So it's become very popular, especially since it occurs at the time of Christmas and everybody is celebrating holidays. The story about the lights, it was written by the rabbis of the Talmud many years after the actual events. The original holiday celebrates a military victory, and a very important one because the military victory was over people who wanted to suppress the Jewish religion.
It remembers the rededication of the temple after it was defiled by the Greeks.
But the rabbis weren't so big on celebrating military victories, and so they came up with a story of oil that was only supposed to last for one night that lasted for eight nights. One of the very cool things about Hanukkah is you may have noticed that our holidays move around on the calendar. We follow a lunar calendar, so many of our holidays are either on the new moon or on the full moon. Hanukkah happens the same date every year. It's always the 25th of Kislev, of the month of Kislev. And at that time, the moon is all but gone. And the holiday ends 8 days later, just as the new moon has begun. And so we light candles during the very darkest time of the darkest month of the year. We have a tradition, a food tradition, that is actually related to the meaning of the holiday. The story of Hanukkah involves the burning of an oil lamp. And so it is traditional to eat foods that are fried in oil. So our potato pancakes or our fried jelly donuts are specific to Hanukkah. Well, Hanukkah, like many of our holidays, is predominantly a holiday of the home. We light candles for eight nights in the home. This community does have a tradition of having a Hanukkah dinner together and having at our regular Shabbat service also special songs and prayers for Hanukkah.
Temple Israel itself has a very long tradition, says Rabbi Block. It was founded here in Springfield in 1893, and they'll celebrate their 125th anniversary in 2018. So what kinds of local traditions have developed within this congregation?
Our most regular tradition, of course, is our Shabbat service, which we hold every week. To which we invite visitors, and we celebrate life cycle events, everything from baby namings through funerals and in between, weddings and bar and bat mitzvah. One of the wonderful things about this community is if there's a bar mitzvah, members of the congregation will show up to support the young person becoming a more adult member of the congregation.
Temple Israel consists of some 100 local households, and maintaining a sense of community is one of their most important traditions.
This community is like an extended family. We are there for each other. We welcome Jews of all levels of observance, political ideologies, and different sexual preferences or sexual identities. We're open to interfaith families.
Another important tradition is community outreach.
We have a long, long tradition of being involved. The very first charity supported by our sisterhood in the early 1900s was the Orphan Home in Springfield. Since then, we've supported many different charitable organizations and activities. The largest that we have now is our community garden. And in 2017, we donated over 1,700 pounds of produce to the Ozark Food Harvest.
Temple Israel also co-sponsors, with the Council of Churches, a Holocaust memorial service every spring. Jewish religious rituals are, of course, a fundamental tradition, but, says Rabbi Barbara Block, they can serve a variety of purposes.
They bind us together as a people. They will serve to bring an element of holiness into our lives. Ideally, the ritual will bring us to a place of service to the world as well.
Rabbi Barbara Block of Temple Israel. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart.